This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi in a short while from now. Both leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The Russian president was accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The visiting dignitary also paid his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. In the evening, President Draupadi Murmu will receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. He was received warmly by Prime Minister Modi at the airport. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today cut the interest rate by 25 basis points to 5.25% in a bid to further bolster economic growth. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the decision in the fifth bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic conditions and the outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to reduce the policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 5.25% with immediate effect.
The development is expected to make various advances, including housing, auto and commercial loans, cheaper. The rate cut comes on the back of the Consumer Price Index CPI-based headline retail inflation remaining below the 2% lower band mandated by the government for the last 3 months. India's retail inflation dropped to a historic low of 0.25% in October 2025, marking the lowest level since the CPI series was introduced. He added that the Indian economy has recorded better-than-expected GDP growth of 8.2% in the second quarter.
Real GDP growth accelerated to 8.2% in Q2, buoyed by strong spending during the festive season, which was further facilitated by the rationalization of the GST rates. Inflation at a benign 2.2% and growth at 8% for the first half of this year presents a rare Goldilocks period.
Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has assured all mutwalis or custodians that for the next 3 months the ministry will not impose any penalties or take any strict action on those who register on the Ummeed portal.
Those people who have tried to upload on our Ummeed portal and for some reason were not able to do so, I assure them that for the next 3 months we will not impose any penalties or take any strict action on them. We try our best to give the maximum relief to our people, but some things are bound by law. Since the parliament has passed the Waqf Amendment Act, we cannot change the law.
The Lok Sabha resumed its proceedings after being adjourned till 12 noon due to protests by DMK members over a lamp lighting dispute at a temple in Madurai, Tamil Nadu. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m, the opposition party came to the well and protested over the matter. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the matter is sub judice and the government has nothing to do with it. He urged members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Despite the appeal, the opposition members continued with their protest, following which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. In the Rajya Sabha also, the DMK and other opposition members staged a walkout over the matter. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India will face traditional rivals Belgium in the quarterfinals today at Egmore in Chennai. The PR Srijesh-coached side has been mercurial in the round-robin stage, notching up significant victories against sides that are not traditionally strong in hockey. They beat Chile 7-0, Oman 17-0 and Switzerland 5-0. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, East Rajasthan and Jharkhand today. The Met Department also predicted fog at isolated pockets over Himachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Odisha. Besides, heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning are expected over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.